Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. This is the End Time News Report. We'll be taking a look at current world news events through the lens of Bible prophecy as we await the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the End Time News Report. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today we are going to bring you the latest in headline news, commentaries, analysis, as we see it through the eyes of Bible prophecy, the Word of God, and spiritual insights. Well, here we go again. Another school shooting in another town, this time in Georgia. And it left four dead at the Appalachian High School. However, there's very strange circumstances surrounding this particular shooting, given that it was a young kid. It was a young kid, and it shows the strange stuff in the family of this young man. And Colt, his name was Colt Gray, and they are now giving the father a second degree murder, charge. I haven't read really all the details of this, but it seems very, very weird, very strange, the whole thing. And they're apparently involving the parents, especially the father. And so anyway, this is another tragic incident. My condolences to the family of the victims there in Georgia. It's always tragic when you have a child, die in one of these shootings. But again, this is a problem that it's not a gun problem, really, because the outlaws now have guns. And so the people that abide by the law, you cannot take the guns away from them because that is the only means to defend themselves. So this is one of those situations that cannot be solved by taking away guns like the Democrats want to do and have been wanted to do. And like Kamala Harris has said that she will do if she's president. So there you go. There you go. This is a situation that we live in, a sick society that is continually fomenting these kinds of things. It's continually ramping up the rhetoric of violence. They may not say the word gun, but they're talking about violence, and they're talking about doing this and that, and and some of them do use the word gun in their attacks and in their hatred for the Christians, the Jews, the patriots, anything that has to do with Trump. Yeah, there's such hatred. And so this is the environment that is living in a lot of places in America. The nation is becoming divided, as I have said so many times before. The blue cities and the safe havens there for the gangs and the gangsters, and that's what that is basically. It's a safe haven for these gangs to come in there and do their thing. And now we're seeing it in Chicago. 32 armed gang members from a Venezuelan gang overtook an apartment complex in a sanctuary city of Chicago. So there you have it. There are photos of them carrying their AR-15s. Illegals carrying guns. That's not supposed to be. Illegals are not supposed to have guns. They don't have the right to own guns. Yeah, there you go. There you have it. Then you have the situation in Colorado, where armed illegal migrant gangs have begun taking over parts of Colorado. Did you hear that, people? They have begun taking over parts of Colorado. Does that sound like America to you? Well, it is. It is, folks. It is. I've been warning about this for a long time, about the fact that this was going to happen, and others, And this program, all of us, we have been warning about that, and what they were allowing to do and coming through the border. All these people, without checking them, on the contrary, they're taken. They're given safe passage into the United States. They're given all the documents they need, and then they are bused to an elegant hotel in one of these safe havens there in either New York, Chicago, or now Colorado, apparently, and some of these other ones. So this is where they're going to concentrate their strongholds. And again, now it's it's happening in parts of Dallas, Texas too. That's a red state. Now I don't know if that's going to be allowed to continue there, but it is beginning to be seen there, these people. And so I've been saying for a long time that if you live in a blue state, but especially in a big blue state city, you have to watch it very careful, because we said this type of things were going to probably come, and it is here. It's just one of those things that, you just connect the dots and you see it. And that these gangs are here. They are dangerous. They are armed. And these people, I have seen what they do. I have seen what they do firsthand. I have traveled overseas. I have traveled to Honduras and back when I did a lot of travel there, and I saw that. They took over in the city of San Pedro Sula, in the city there and the adjacent areas to San Pedro Sula. They took over areas. They would not allow the citizens to go out after a certain time of day, like say after 6 p.m., they were not allowed to go out to do any kind of thing, to go to the store or do whatever. So they set the curfew. They set a curfew there until the next day. And then when I went to preach in one of them churches in the little, we call them ciudadelas, one of them little towns. It's not even a town. It's like a few people live in a country and they build a church there. And I went there, and when they brought me back to where I was staying, we had to, turn the lights off. We had to turn the lights off in the car, and we had to lower the windows. And when I asked why, I was told because they want to see our faces, and they don't want the lights shining on their faces. And I said, can these people stop the car? And they said, yes. If we look suspicious, they can stop us. And whatever happens next is God knows. So this is what happens. And I have seen this happen in Mexico. I have seen this happen in Mexico too. They took over the city of literally over chunks of the city there of Acapulco. And the police had to be in jeeps, in armored vehicles with machine guns and the police. And the military, they wore masks so that these individuals didn't recognize them, because then they would go and they would threaten their family. So this is what these individuals are going to start doing. And if these people protocol, their modus operandi that they have done in Venezuela and Honduras and some of these places that I mentioned to you, in Mexico, What they do next is then they start threatening the business owners of the area and extorting money out of them and saying, if you don't pay me so much money, bad stuff is going to happen to you. This is what they do in Honduras and all these other places I told you. These are the gangs, and these are the gangs that Kamala Harris and Biden have allowed to come into our country. Aren't you happy you voted for them? Well, if you're thinking of voting for them again, all I can say is, may God have mercy on you.
Well, you're right, Augusto. I can't even imagine anybody voting for Biden-Harris. I can't even imagine anybody wanting more of what they've given up to almost 4 years now of destruction on this nation. And the vulnerability of this nation is just unbelievable. I was taking a prayer walk early, and I was talking to the Lord about it's so amazing that so many people hate Trump. And I was thinking it's odd that these people don't look inward themselves and wonder, why do I hate this man? In other words, what has he done to me? I dare say that very few people could come up with an answer of what he did to you personally. You just hate him. And it's so odd that so much of the church will not vote for him because they don't like him. There's that hatred, that dislike. But even the church, basically, so much of it, they don't look inward and wonder why they hate him, why they dislike him. They don't really care why they dislike him or hate him. But, you know, a lot of the church people, and I understand what they say to some degree. I wonder sometimes if they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good, because if they were in heaven, that's fine. Don't vote. But if you're on earth, it appears to me, if you live in America, you have an obligation to vote, because if you don't vote, you give it to the other person. In other words, what I'm saying is this, and I know the controversies. You know, there's multitudes out there that believe Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Well, show me the proof. If you're so sure he's the Antichrist, and I've even had emails come into me rebuking me for being a Trump defender. I'm not defending Trump. I would defend Ronald Reagan. You know, I would defend Kennedy. You know, any of those that are being unjustly hammered. But this is my point. This is my point, okay? You know, and I know I'm not asking people to believe like I do or any such thing, but, or I'll use the word however. Let's suppose Donald Trump, is the Antichrist, okay? Let's just give it to him, okay? He's the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist is actually a future person because, to my knowledge, he hasn't been identified publicly yet. So you can't really be all that sure that's who Donald Trump becomes. But on the other hand, you know, it's not really in dispute, and read Isaiah, you know, 45, when Donald Trump was president, 45, and it's really pretty clear that Donald Trump was a type of Cyrus sent to America for a specific purpose. And the purpose not only kept the foot in the door of the communists not finishing off America at that point in time, but he also blessed Israel in ways that enraged most of the world. Now, that really fits the demeanor and activities of Osiris. So, with that being said, is God through with Trump? I don't know. You know, sometimes maybe it's not all that much my business what God's doing with Trump. But on the other hand, if, you know, the Creator is using this man, brought him forward and is using him, then to not vote for him, Cyrus, in the time of America, that is a vote for communism. If you, and I'm saying it this, I want to make this perfectly clear to people that decided there's, you know, prove to me you're not living in this world. Prove to me you don't have a foot in America if you're living in America. And then, you know, tell me why you shouldn't vote for Trump. And you know, and I know I'm throwing a blanket on a lot of people, a wet blanket, but what I'm saying is this. If you don't vote for Trump in this election, that is a vote immediately for Harris and Waltz. And they're known communists. They're known people that are ready to completely finish off this nation. And then also during that time of finishing off this nation, they will go after God's people, and I assure you of that.
Oh, yeah, that is for sure. Communists hate Christians, and we know how they are being terribly prosecuted and persecuted in China and other countries. North Korea, if you get caught with a Bible, you get executed. If you get caught talking with other Christians about Christ, you get executed. That's how hard they are on Christians. It's coming to America. And what just amazes me is, of course, there are things about Trump that I don't like, that everybody doesn't like. He's not perfect, and God is very well versed in using people who are not perfect. Just look at the Bible and the people that he used who were not perfect. But how people can want to vote for a communist versus Trump, who has done so much good for this country. It sounds to me more like a personality deal rather than who would be the better candidate in the office of president. I think a lot of people just have a personality problem with Trump, so they make the decision, well, regardless of what good he's done for the country, we're not going to vote for him anyway, you know. But I don't know. This is just so strange, such a strange thing that I've ever seen here. But concerning the school shooting, I was looking up some information about this, and people may have already heard about this. The young man who did the shooting was harassed at school continuously, and why his father did not take him out of school, I don't know. He didn't do anything about that. And so now the father he's been charged, and let's see what it says here. He says, because he gave his son, says he is accused of buying his son, 14 years old, an AR-15 style rifle that was used in the shootings. So now he is being, brought in as part of the problem. And because he was also charged with involuntary manslaughter and cruelty to children. So when you have problems with the parents having to deal with children like this, then I don't know if they should be charged or not, I guess. That's what the law says. But it's really a shame to see this happening. And also what's happening in Colorado and these gangs being turned loose on cities. I think this is something that we should have expected. Because like Augusto said, it's happening in other countries that he's been to. So we are in great trouble. And I just pray every day for myself, for my family, and for all of our people, the Christians, and even the non-Christians. I just pray for their safety, because it is getting very dangerous now with these people running around with guns. Isn't that terrific? I just pray for them, and I pray for all of us, for our protection, and that we do not come in contact with any of these people. I just pray that we do not.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to pray every day for these things, and we have to pray every day about where God wants us, because time is now coming very short now. And you mentioned you were walking to receive something from the Lord, Larry, and I was praying a few days ago in the morning, and as I was praying, this word of the Lord came to me. It was very clear and very distinct, and I saw it and I heard it, and this was, time is being compressed. And I don't even know what that meant. You know, I had to stop and pray about it and think about it. And I still don't know if I know everything there is about it. I'm praying for more illumination, more revelation on that. But I heard clearly the Lord say, time is being compressed. And what came to my spirit was when Jesus said that, except those days be shortened, no flesh would be left alive. And so I don't know if that is exactly, and all of that there is, I don't believe so. I think there is more. And if anybody out there has anything on this, please send it to me. Write me. Send me an email. Let me know. Because, you know, I don't have all the answers. Revelation comes to the body of Christ, and God gives me a piece, and then he may give other people some other pieces. And so when we put them all together, it begins to make some sense. But I do believe things are accelerating at a very rapid pace. And and I do believe that one of the things that the Lord mentioned to me was, and when he said that to me, was that the timeline of these people, the timeline of these people is being accelerated. In other words, it's being compressed. They need to do this faster, and so they're going to do everything they can to to stay in power. And this goes back to the gangs that I started with the program. I believe that they're going to use these individuals to do some of that. They're going to be their boots on the ground for now. Eventually, they're going to bring other boots from overseas. But right now, they're the boots on the ground for these people. And if you don't believe that, excuse me, if you don't believe me, then why do these people, the attorney general, let's say the attorney general and the governor of Colorado, why don't they stop what's going on there? Why don't they do something to stop it? The same with Chicago and the same with some of these other places. Why don't they do something, California? Why don't they do something to stop it? And the answer is very simple. Just like it is overseas, okay, and I was told this by the locals, the police there and especially the people in charge of the cities, okay, like the mayors and the presidents and so forth, they are in cahoots with the gangs. They're on the take. And so they really don't care to, you know, get their, you know, to go to war with this thing, these individuals and, you know, make their families a target and put their lives in danger. When on the other hand, they could be on the take and make a lot of money from these gangs. They give them a piece of the pie. And so this is probably what is happening. I'm not saying that this is what is happening, okay? I don't have any evidence to that effect. I'm just saying that could be what is happening because of what I've seen in other countries. Why don't they do anything? I mean, why don't they protect the citizens? Why don't they protect their citizens? There, you know, pray about it and do your own digging and searching, and then you come up with your own answers. That's all I'm going to say about that. Regarding President Trump, not only is he the Cyrus, but I'm going to tell you something else, and this may not go well with some people, but I don't care. I have listened also to other men of God, and based on what I have received, me, myself, from the Lord, and what other men of God have received, Trump is going to be an instrumental figure in transitioning this country through chaos into a new republic. That's right. And so this country is not going to continue to exist as it is. I have said this many times before, and we have talked about this up and down. Okay, we have talked about others that had dreams and visions, Johansson and others, you know, the man of God and things I have received myself. We have talked about this. And recently I began again to think about and look at George Washington's vision. And this is exactly what George Washington was shown by an angel from God. And I know some people have a problem with that too. I don't care. No, that George Washington was amazing, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. God chooses whoever he wants, and he shows whatever he wants to anyone he wants, okay? He showed Pharaoh a vision of the latter days. I mean, he was a Pharaoh. He didn't even believe in God. So, you know, I am cured of that. I'm cured of all that stuff, religious mindsets. I don't want to hear any of that. Because God doesn't look at people based on what they wear, or what they belong to this, whatever. He looks at their heart. And he saw something in this man's heart. Otherwise, why would he have shown it to him? And the same thing happened with Nebuchadnezzar and, you know, the king of Babylon, right? And, I mean, on and on I could go. I could go on and on and on and on. And so God looks at the heart. And I believe, based on what I have seen, that this country is going to go through a very tumultuous, time, probably in the next few months, maybe in the next year or more. We're going to go through a very tumultuous time, but the republic will survive. The republic will survive. It will be a new republic. This is according to some things that some people have seen. And I believe that this man, Donald J. Trump, is God's chosen. And, you know, we haven't talked about this, but I'm going to go ahead and say about it. okay? Because I also am tired of people hating for no reason. I am against Haiti, period. I don't believe Christians should hate anybody. And at any rate, you know, let's talk a moment, okay? And then I'll try to be brief, and then I'll pass it back to you, July 13th, okay? This was a very, very important moment when he was almost assassinated. They tried to assassinate Donald Trump on July 13th. And several things happened there that are very, very similar to what happened, what the Bible talks about in the book of Leviticus and in other parts of the Bible. And I'm going to go quickly as I can for the sake of time, because I know that we are running. Time is a ticking. But the first thing is his right ear was wounded, and he bled from his right ear. And that is symbolic. In the Old Testament, that was one of the first signs that a priest had to go through before he was consecrated unto the Lord. He had to, you know, his right ear, there had to be blood on his right ear. There had to be blood. And then on his right thumb, and Trump, right ear with his hand, with his right hand, and there was blood on his right thumb. That was the other thing that the priest had to be, you know, he had to have blood on his right thumb. The other thing was his right toe had to be also, had to have blood on it as a sign of consecration to the Most High. And remember when Trump was pushed down, his shoes came flying off of his feet. And as a result of that, there was some blood in the ground, and his right toe was stepped on that blood. Therefore, he had blood on his right toe. Also, his feet came off. I mean, not his feet, the shoes on his feet came off. That is also a sign, like the Lord told Moses, take your shoes off because the land where you're standing is holy ground. And this, all of these things, remember, that's what happened when God sent Moses on a journey to Egypt to deliver his people in the first Exodus. And I have already told you, the Lord showed me there's going to be a second Exodus. And he didn't tell me any of these other things I'm telling you now connected to the second Exodus. I'm just saying he showed me there was going to be a second Exodus. And so all of these things, when you look at them, people, when you can look at them, and you have to pray about these things like I have prayed, and it bore witness to my spirit, therefore I speak as the Spirit has witnessed to me. This thing, I believe, happened to Trump, and he has spoken with his mouth that God saved him. God saved his life, and he has acknowledged that Jesus Christ is the only one that should be worshipped. He has spoken that with his mouth. How can someone that say that be the Antichrist? Because the Bible says that no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost.
Well, I totally agree, Augusto, 100%. I think that was symbolic of, you know, it was a literal showing of who is, I guess you could say, the director of Trump. Now, of course, there's things he does and says I don't like, but I overlook those things because it's not a lot of my business. I kind of almost wanted to laugh when you were sharing about how so many people, you know, even in the church world out there that hate him and wouldn't vote for him for that reason. And it almost makes me laugh because, you know, in my own personal experience, the Creator doesn't really ask me what I think of everything he's doing, okay? Matter of fact, my finite knowledge of what the Creator is doing is probably such a small smidgen, you can't even recognize it without a microscope. That's just me. But on the other hand, isn't it a shame that I guess he didn't ask all you guys out there that hate Trump and dislike Trump and wouldn't vote for Trump what you thought before he chose Trump? But guess what? He's not a man. Hey, like those apples. He's not a man. He don't have to ask you anything. He's Creator. You're the clay. You're the dust. And so with that being said, think about that. you know, like it says, Selah. I hear Augusto every once in a while talk about, I call it Selah, S-E-L-A-H. In other words, it's the, in the Psalms a lot of times, you know, the word will say something and then Selah, and that means to just basically stop right there. Don't go on reading. Stop right there. Pause and reflect on what was just said, and I guess you could say, and I'm paraphrasing, digest it, okay? Now, we need to do that today, you know, and I know when, you know, Augusto says that, you know, I know we live in the age of grace, okay, okay, and I know there's a lot of people that think only the New Testament's relevant. That's not exactly accurate. You know, the Creator still can use anything out of the Old Testament to show what he wants to show or do what he wants to do because he's the beginning and the end, okay? See there, he's a lot bigger than you thought, isn't he? He's not just a man sitting in a rocking chair somewhere in a heavenly place trying to figure out what he's going to do next. He already knows what he's doing. And Augusto, it's kind of interesting, you know, and I don't want to take up any time here, but it's kind of interesting as you begin to talk about that and talk about what the Creator may use him to do with this nation or this country, this, or actually, I like the term better, the one you use, republic. In the future, it brought back to my dream that, yeah, and if my dream was of the Lord, and if my dream is correct, I think that the Creator is going to use Donald Trump and Michael Flynn. And my dream showed that when Trump took power, it was not the classic White House, you know, Situation Room or the Oval Office. It wasn't the classic rulership of this country. He was literally being moved around and hidden and on the run. And the way things are going, I can certainly see that happening. Yet, in my dream, if you want to believe it was the Lord, he was literally making decisions that involved the entire country that, you know, he was dealing with governors and dealing with it, individuals, separate individuals. And as I said, and I want to make this clear, I don't know if it he was in the protection of some U.S. Marines, U.S. Army. I didn't see the insignias. I saw they were all in some type of military dress. It appeared to be reminding me a little bit of the Air Force, the old Air Force fatigues. But I didn't see any insignias on them, which could indicate, and oddly enough, even the guy that runs or used to run, and it's changed title now, what is that corporation? I'm trying to remember, but it don't really matter. It's a mercenary group that does protection for important people. I've seen him on the war
Blackwater,
room.
Was it Blackwater?
Blackwater, yeah. He used to be. It's called something else now, but it's evolved into something else. Blackwater was original. And, you know, this individual that runs that steel has offered his services to Trump and a number of, you know, retired operators, and I'll just call them that because they're actually military elite operators that is used by the government to go into other countries and do cleanup operations and special operations in foreign countries against enemies. They were used a lot against ISIS and those groups. But they've even come out now and said we would become a force for protection of Trump. And so it's entirely possible in my dream where they were moving him around and protecting him, and he was directing from the field. Not from the District of Columbia, from the field. It's very possible those really were mercenaries that were involved in his protection. In other words, retired or special operator people that know how to do that type activity and are very, very good at their work, much better than the Secret Service.
Yeah, it could be mercenaries. I believe it's going to be the military, maybe a combination of both of them taking care of Trump and protecting him. But as this country is going and how dangerous things are getting and will become, that is the only way they can keep him safe, is having him moved around where nobody really knows where he is except the people that are protecting him. So we'll see what happens here, but people have got to start waking up and understanding that this man loves this country, and he wants to do what is right for this country and for the people in this country. And the opposition that is going to be running against him in November do not. They do not care about the people of this country. They do not care about doing what is right. And they will cause all kinds of damage to this country. They will do it because they are communists, and that's the way they operate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be very tumultuous time, very difficult time, but the Republic will survive, and it's going to be much smaller than what it is now, probably about half, like I said before. Around right now there are 26 states, and there may be one or two more that may add on to that, and so this is going to be it's going to continue, and we are going to see these things develop, if you will. It will begin to take shape probably in the next few months. It's going to begin to take shape more and more. And so, I am just telling the people that it is time to stop looking at people and voting for people that you like because the way they laugh. Like Putin said of Kamala, he loved the way she laughs. It's contagious. So, you know, he prefers her in the election. I mean, I don't know if he probably said that tongue in cheek, but you don't vote for people based on their personality, whether you like them or whatever. You vote based on solid facts, what they have done, things that they have accomplished. Things that they're going to do, things that they stand for. If their heart is in the right place, if they love this nation, if they love the American people, or if they love these other gangs better, and they love China better, you know, people have to look at these things and stop letting their emotions run away with them. You know, we have to stop letting emotions run away. And we have to start being led by the Holy Spirit. We have to start being led by the Holy Ghost. And like I said before, you know, people have to watch what they say with their mouths. Just all this hatred, spewing all this hatred into the atmosphere, that's like almost like an assassination. And I mean, I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Word of God is very clear on these things. It says, if you do not love your neighbor, if you hate your neighbor, you have already committed murder. If you love your brother and your sister, you have already committed murder. And I know there are a lot of Christians out there, so they barely read their Bible. They pray very little, maybe a few minutes a day. There is a very shallow relationship with the Lord. And so it's mostly a flesh and emotions. And we're getting into a time, people, where you're going to have to get a little higher. You're going to have to go a little higher in your spiritual walk, and you're going to have to lining up with the Word. The words that come out of our mouth, they are spirit and they're life. If we speak them in a good way, but they could also be death and sickness and disease. We speak them with our mouth. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful out there. The words that come out of your mouth, because you're bringing curses on your own self and on this nation, and you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to shoot yourself in your own foot. Anyways, there are, like I was saying, there are now 24 states that have joined forces to defend voter integrity. So there is a coalition forming. Let me say that again. We talked about George Washington's vision. There is a coalition forming, about 24, sometimes it's 25 states, sometimes it's 26 states, sometimes it's more, okay, sometimes it's 30 states. So it's between 25 and 30 states, I believe, this coalition. And it's not, the news outlets are calling it a coalition. Think about that. Salah, okay? They just filed a brief urging Supreme Court to uphold Arizona's proof of citizenship law. citizenship law. So this is going to, the Supreme Court is going to become very important in these days ahead now. And I believe they're going to be very crucial in this upcoming September 18 decision by the judge, okay? The sentence that he's going to do on Trump. I believe we need to pray about that. We need to pray that justice prevail. We need to pray the fear of God on the man. And the Merchant that God deals with this man and put the fear of God on him. And, he needs to be saved. He needs to really have a come to Jesus moment. And so there's a lot of these people that, we need to pray for. We need to pray for. And instead of just talking, we need to shut our trap and just pray and just think about these things and let the Lord show us some things and tell us some things, because this nation is on the crux of what is the word that's used many times? A watershed moment. The angel told George Washington that this was going to be the most dangerous time in the history of the Republic, but that the Republic would survive. And the forces that are coming, remember, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you guys. And the last part of the message was that at the end, this nation, because if Trump wins, let me say this one more thing. If Trump wins, and when he wins, I believe he's going to win the elections, this the powers that be are not going to let him rest. They're not going to allow this thing to be. So there's going to be an attack on this nation, okay? And this is not just a hearsay. This is based on George Washington's vision and some of these other men of God that have received that, okay? Grover and so forth and so on, okay? And so, but what I like about George Washington's vision is that he was shown the end. And the end is that this attack on the United States was going to be brutal, but it was not going to be victorious. And at the end, they were going to be called back home. Something is going to happen back in Europe, because it's going to come from Europe, believe it or not. It's going to come from Europe. And so they're going to be called back home, and the forces are going to leave the land. And that is when the forces of the people in the United States are going to overcome, and the Republic will survive. So that's from George Washington's vision.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I've been reading a series by Robert Boren. That's the author that began the Bug Out series. He's somewhat like Tom Clancy. The other author that I read is very like Tom Clancy, Bobby Ackert. And he's writing a new series now on the nuclear war series, Aftermath. And I'll make some notes of that later on. But Robert Boren, as he began this series, it was Bug Out Texas, Bug Out California, and now he's got Bug Out Atlantic going. And in Bug Out Atlantic, though, and he started this series in 2016 when Trump came down the elevator. But he actually, in his series, the president that he introduced in his series was a traitor to the country and was serving the European elite. And Europe actually sent in invaders and into the country. And not only was the invaders coming in, but also that was used for certain states to invite UN peacekeepers in because of the chaos. And it was all a plan. And in his book 13, he actually said that wanted to be careful how he said this, but he said, look at today, and he wrote this book 13 in 2024. He said that the invaders invade America during a coup, a time of coup. Now, what are we watching in America? We're watching a coup in progress, not only to get Trump out of the first 45 office, but to prevent him from being 47. That's a coup, and it's continued all this time, and we are being invaded under that coup. So with that being said, let me read you something else real quick. Oddly enough, Hal Turner had a post this morning, Eric Weinstein, September the 5th, rather, a well-connected economist admits, and he's really connected, admits the U.S. elections are all rigged. Donald Trump may not be allowed to become the president again, and Americans only see an illusion of democracy because lawfare is warfare by the legal process of the elite. What are we seeing, folks? And then I wanted to share this, and I know the clock's ticking. This morning, I didn't even know Trump was going to have a press conference this morning, but he walked down out of the escalator again to give a press conference. America's Voice News covered it. It's Donald Trump, and he's his building in New York City, September the 6th. Listen to what he said, and I noted what he said carefully. He said, the Democrat left and China are a very complicated web, and again, there comes Russia, Russia, Russia. Once again, judges are threatening our Trump attorneys with jail now. This web system of justice in America is completely rigged. Democrats are using leftist, hostile judges to rig the DOJ injustice and the coming 2024 election. He says, I'm warning you. He said, and I want to say, while this lawfare goes on in America, America is being invaded.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's all rigged. That's what these people do well, is rigging everything to their advantage. But I believe that things are going to be rigged against them by the Lord here. Ben, let them think twice about that.
Well, yeah, the Lord has a plan. He has a will. I want to tell the people a very, very short way to pray, very important way to pray on this program right here. Okay? And that is when you pray, the Our Father, you need to pray this way, because I have taught this to our intercessors, but it's time for everybody out there to know this. When you pray and you get to the part that says your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, add this little part to it. Your will be done, not the will of Satan on this earth. And then you can add that to your state. You can add that to your city. You can add that to your country, wherever you live. Your will be done in your country, in our place, the United States of America. Your will be done in your state. Larry's state is Oklahoma. Chuck is California. Mine is Florida. Your will be done in, and then your city. You have to pray. You have to start praying like this, people. Those other kinds of general prayers are not going to cut it anymore. That's all I'm going to say. But anyways, there are telltale signs now coming up. There's this man called Kash Patel, and he was in a program recently. I was listening to that just a little bit. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just read some and listened just a little bit. And of course, he is into the intel. He was in the Trump administration, and one of the things he says is he warned against potential blackout attacks on power infrastructures during this election cycle. And he said the people, quote, the people doing the work cannot collect the intel that you need to secure this nation against the things like attacks on electric grids because they're not allowed to look there, unquote. Doesn't that strike you as strange? They're not allowed to look there? Why? Why are the people that are collecting information to secure this nation, why are they not allowed, quote unquote, allowed to look on things like attack on electric grids? Why aren't they not allowed to go there and look there? And then he was asked by Sean Ryan, how vulnerable is it to outside attacks? And Kash Patel said, big. It's big. Once they hit it, we cannot fix it fast. He said, we just saw Paris during the Olympics get blacked out. It wasn't a coincidence. After the opening ceremonies. And again, I think President Trump has talked about this. And so he went on to talk some more things about this and how the infrastructure needs to be overhauled, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, he was asked again by Sean Ryan, I mean, is there any contingency plan at the top that if that were to happen? And again, Kash Patel said, there's this thing called COG, continuity of government capabilities. And everyone has heard about locations around America I cannot really talk about. But there is a continuity plan for the government to keep going. Did you hear that? For the government. And for enough personnel to be around and make sure that we can do the things that we are supposed to do to defend the nation and so forth and so on. But he said, but there's no contingency plan to say, if you wipe out the electricity west of the Mississippi, how are we going to turn it back on? It does not exist. So with that, I just want to say to the people, make sure that you have a contingency plan, like for electricity, in case the power is out. Okay, start looking into that now. And one last thing I want to say about the election that the Lord laid on my heart this morning was, do not mail in your election vote. Do not mail in your ballot. Do not mail it in. Either do early voting or vote on November 4th, I think it is, or 5th. Vote on election day or vote early. But don't mail it in, because that probably is not going to get there, at least not in time.
Well, I think it has been a very interesting show, and thank you for your information that you shared today, Augusto. Also, I can't really add to that. I mean, that covers a lot of bases, and I think people should listen to this show maybe two or three times. There's a lot to eat or take in with this show, a lot of points. I'm just going to mention, I really love Kash Patel and the information. He drops a lot of intel in what he says and does, his videos. He's doing a lot out there. And he wrote the book, Government Gangsters. That's an expose. And you mentioned who would not want the agencies that could correct something that's about to happen with the national security of this country. Who would not allow that? And I'm not a rocket scientist, and I've never sent a rocket to the moon or built one, but I think I could figure out it's the ones that plan to do the damage that's controlling things now that is preventing that now.
Yeah, that title says it all, Government Gangsters and Worse. That should have been a little addition to the title there.
Yeah, and the other thing which I mentioned on Tuesday's program, people, get yourself a water filter. That's another thing the Lord has kind of laid on my heart. The municipal waters, systems in especially in certain vulnerable areas are going to be compromised, especially with all these crazy people who. So get yourself a good water filter, and a one that can filter out, you know, many of these things that they can't even put in the water. There are filters out there right now. You can get filters out bacteria. Filters out toxic chemicals, filters out, I mean, all kinds of viruses. There are very good ones out there. So try to get one now while you still can. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you all for tuning in and being this time with us. We pray and trust that this has been enlightening to you and helped you in some way. Until next time, God bless you. Shalom.